This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now we've got to play with an incredible sense of urgency. And I'm telling you, as a four-time champion, if we do that, we could make something crazy happen here. And I think some of it is to give a little confidence or to give some focus and direction to the younger players on the team.
Yeah, I think he's also trying to prepare everyone for what, like, a locked-in Draymond kind of is as a teammate.
That's a good point.
I mean, there's a level of expectation now, and he's a different dude. You know, it also might mean all that therapy and all that work he did last year, that's going to be put to the test. You know, because he's going to be fired up. This is playoff basketball, essentially, for the next 27 games. And so if Draymond Green's screaming at you, don't take it personal. If Draymond Green is directing traffic and yelling at refs and talking crap to the crowd, expect it. Like, don't take it personal. That's what playoff basketball is. That's what happens when you're trying to win a championship. And those guys, Curry and Draymond, Looney, Kerr, they know what it takes. And so if someone is in your grill or in your face, it's because you're trying to win. And that's the next level that they have to get to as a team to put themselves in a position to challenge. And it all sounds good right now. They got to go out there and they got to prove it starting on Friday in Sacramento. But trying to get this team locked in now and over the next couple of days, hey, you had a great break. You refresh your body. Now it's time to lock in, as Steph Curry typically tweets before every game.
Yeah.
I know you don't like that one.
I don't mind when Curry does it. I mind when you do it.
Well, I tell you to lock in before every show.
That's true. Evan tells me to lock in before every show. Maybe that's why I kind of had a Hall of Fame radio career. Like Curry's had a Hall of Fame.
Only the last 3 years.
Well, and here's the other thing. That we haven't. It's been an hour into the show, and we haven't even talked about this, and this is part of it, too. Yeah, they're a different team with Jimmy Butler. There's a lot to be excited about. They're 3-1, and it looks like they got something brewing, and they're getting Kuminga back at some point. And listen, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how they can incorporate him into what's happening now. Like, I think what if that works? What if they find a role for Kuminga that's great for him and beneficial to the team? Then it's like we could take two steps up if Kuminga can be that type of player. So I don't think it's just Butler. I mean, we're going to watch Jimmy Butler and the Warriors play for another week or two, and then they're going to get Kuminga back. And in a perfect world, he will be able to elevate them even further.
Yeah, I think you now look at him as an addition as opposed to being a necessity, right? Before the deadline, yeah. It was like, wow, we can all see how they really miss Kuminga. They miss his offense. They miss him as a one-on-one player. They miss him as a defender. They miss his athleticism. There are all these things that we looked at watching the team. It's like, damn, like, They need him. And I think they need Kuminga if they're going to do what Draymond wants, which is win a championship. They need him to be a better version of himself. But now he's an addition. Like, how do the Warriors integrate him back, but how does he take them to the next level? Jimmy Butler is someone that took this war, or has so far. It looks like he's going to take this Warriors team to a different level. Well, now you get Kuminga back, and that's another shot in the arm. And so it's obviously different. Butler's pedigree speaks for itself, and Kuminga is still trying to figure out, you know, where he fits. But I also enjoy now that we're going to talk about his money and his contract, but it's going to be, again, more about like the basketball side of things, where how does Kuminga help this team? Where does he fit with this team? We're not having these future conversations anymore about, well, what are they going to be this summer and what are they going to go do? They've pretty much picked a direction, and now they got to figure out if it works.
Yeah, and that's the other thing about Kuminga. I don't see any reason why we would need to talk about his long-term future or the kind of money he may or may not make during the last 6 or 7 weeks of the season. Look, he's a restricted free agent. They're going to have to deal with him at some point. So, I mean, really, the Warriors and Kuminga control how much he's going to play, how effective he's going to be, and what eventually he'll get paid. But Steve Kerr has to figure out the way that Kuminga can impact this team positively, like he did when he left, but now he may have to do it in a different way. Let's go to David. David's in Fremont. Hey, David, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. How about you guys?
Doing well, good, thank Dave. You.
I like to say that Draymond is 100% correct. We have a chance to win a championship. But the Warrior fans don't really care. We really care to just see winning basketball. And for the last couple of months, we haven't seen that. So this would be an excellent chance to let us see winning basketball, get into the playoffs, and make a run.
All right, so you believe him.
I believe him. I believe they have a chance to win a championship. I don't realistically believe that they will win, but just having a chance is more than enough for the Warrior fans.
I got you. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call.
Absolutely incredible.
I think he's right. I mean, sure, another one would be unbelievable, but right now the trade is enough to spark some enthusiasm and positivity about the Warriors from their fans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hear all the people probably listening or watching on YouTube and Twitch and saying, well, of course he's going to say that. Like, what is he going to say? They're dead? You know, they're done? Like, they're not going to win it? That's true. That's fair. But we haven't heard a confident Draymond Green this confident since the title year. He wasn't confident the year after. Even though they made it to the second round, like they won a playoff series the year after, didn't hear this kind of Draymond. And we certainly didn't hear him like this last year, and mostly because he was suspended and they were fighting for a 10 spot. But it, I don't know. Either he's an eternal optimist, which I don't think he necessarily is. I think he's more pragmatic than people give him credit for. But there's something that is different about this group now with Jimmy Butler on it. And I think it's because Curry's been energized. I think it's because Draymond's been energized. I think Butler's already shown them something probably behind the scenes that leads them to believe that they're getting like a locked-in version of Jimmy Butler and that he's someone that can help elevate this squad. Kuminga's going to be a part of it. Like, I do think that, in a way, like, he's now the X factor. Jonathan Kuminga becomes the X factor, as opposed to, again, the necessity for this team to stay afloat. Is he going to be the reason why they win a title? He might be the difference between, you know, winning a game six on the road and having to win it in seven. Like, Kuminga's someone that you can see now being the difference. You know, he's not the bus driver of this squad, but Jonathan Kuminga absolutely is now the X factor for the remainder of this year.
Yeah, and We got a super chat on the YouTube chat from Wow. If you're serious about winning another ring with Curry, you got to trade Jonathan Kuminga. Well, we don't have to do anything until the offseason with Jonathan Kuminga. So if the Golden State Warriors win a title this year, you know, Kuminga's going to get his second ring, and then we'll figure out the other part, you know, the other part later. I do think that it's obvious that, Curry and Draymond talked about getting another player in here. And I'm sure they talked about, what do you think it looked like with Durant? What do you think it looked like with Butler? What do you think it would look like with LaVine? And I think when they got Butler, Steph was probably like, all right, okay, let's see how this goes. And then over the course of 10 days, I think Draymond's probably talking more and more to Steph Curry about, look, how good can we be if we're starting right now and we're building? And that's the part that I will not dismiss. Where the Warriors are right now, they still know what it takes to win a title. They've done it before. And if Draymond Green actually thinks he sees an avenue, then I gotta wait to see if they can find an avenue.
There's also no consequence for saying it. I mean,
yeah, it's true.
Well, but again, it's not like Curry said it. It's not like Jimmy Butler said it. It's not like Steve Kerr said it. Hell, it's not even like Joe Lacob said it. Draymond Green said it, and he's someone that can wear that. Like, only he could go on national television and say, by the way, and you played the quote a couple times. It's like, he says, I think we're going to win a championship. No. And then they just extracted out of him, like, no, actually, I apologize. We're going to win the championship. Only he can do that. And so it's a win-win. If he calls his shot and they go win a title, then he's Draymond the Prophet. And if they don't win a championship, which is obviously more likely than not, then it's, oh, well, Draymond was just talking. Like, he knows what he's doing. There's no downside to him going on TV and saying, we're going to win the championship.
Yeah, and look, I want to make it clear. I have no judgment one way or the other about Draymond saying that the Warriors are going to win a championship. I just am struck by how things have changed because of Jimmy Butler. And it feels like the change, obviously, has been with the fans. There's more expectation and excitement about this team than there was the first half of the season. But the other thing is, it's clear that the team has been energized also. Now, the one thing I will say, and we can kind of get into this, even though Draymond opened the door for some kind of magical run, and I'm thinking, boy, could they? Could they? There's still some basketball issues that lead me to believe it's still a real, real long shot. So that's what we can also get into.
Yeah.
What this team's going to have to do to become a legitimate contender in the postseason. Because there are some things that they're going to have to do. They're going to have to get better at a number of things.
No, there's no doubt. But I think, you know, one thing just off the top of my mind, it's Jimmy Butler's still getting into shape. Jimmy Butler is still figuring out his game after a pretty long hiatus in the middle of this season, and he wasn't even playing that well before him. But I don't know. I was cautiously optimistic about the trade. But the one thing, if you do get a locked-in Jimmy Butler, you have a chance to make serious noise in the postseason. Like, his resume speaks for itself. And that's when he was a one. Now he's a number two. And that just immediately, Steiny, makes me feel better about their chances.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you. And I just think the fact that Draymond can look at Steph and Jimmy Butler, and Steph can look at Draymond and Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy Butler can look at Steph and Draymond, those three guys got to have unbelievable respect for each other, and we'll see what happens. All right, 888-957-9570. I see people lined up on the other side. I will absolutely get to you, but what do the Warriors have to, what do they have to change, or what do they have to address if they are going to take Draymond Green up on what he said and make a title run? We're just talking about a title run. We're not even talking about a title. What do they have to do to change to become one of those teams? That segment was brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Well, Draymond Green said what Leandro Barbosa said years ago. We got to be championship.
The Brazilian blur?
Yes, sir. Draymond Green over the weekend said he thinks the Warriors are going to win the title this year. He likes where the team's at with Jimmy Butler, says there's a new energy. I think that's obvious. My question now is, if you take out the names, you know, you never doubt Steph Curry. We know that. You don't doubt Draymond Green. We know that. You don't doubt Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. You know that. But outside their names, Evan, what are the basketball things that could make this a championship team? And then what are the things they got to get better on? Otherwise, they're never going to win a championship. I'd like to, I kind of want to talk to the fans about what kind of team we have right now with the Warriors and where our strengths and weaknesses are.
Well, I think ideally you have a tougher team. I think you have obviously a more experienced team. And it's funny because the one time, well, I guess technically they were in a clutch game against Houston, but I mean, really, the only time we've seen them in a clutch situation was against Dallas. To me, that's the question that's going to decide whether or not they win multiple playoff series or make a run, I don't know, to an NBA title. Jimmy Butler, as opposed to Andrew Wiggins or Schroeder, whoever else, gives you a better chance to win a two-minute game. The game's 2 minutes or less, one possession game. When Jimmy Butler's on your team, as opposed to what you had before, you got action. And I think the biggest issue with this team over the last couple seasons has been they can't win close games, and they can't keep leads. And Butler's a player that I think helps you do both of those things. So that's why I believe, from a basketball standpoint, that they have a better chance to do what Draymond's talking about.
Yeah, I think there's also something about the, and I think you alluded to this, obviously. There is something about Butler that's lent confidence to Draymond Green and Steph Curry. I feel like NBA players, especially veterans, they know how good a team is and what a team is capable of. And I don't think Steph Curry and Draymond Green for a minute bought that they could make something happen this year 2 weeks ago. But I think now with Jimmy Butler in there and Butler having just changed the way they look, at least for four games, that it's got to infuse Curry and Draymond with some energy. And it feels like they're really looking forward to these last 27 games, which I'm not sure they would have been looking forward to had they not made a move. Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth's in Oakland. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing, man?
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, Draymond knows what this feels like, so we can't discount what he's saying.
Right.
It's like, we're going to win championship. Hey, I didn't see the championship that year. I didn't see a championship year in 2022. But I guess I guarantee you inside that locker room, they weren't saying that for no reason. Listen, Moses Moody is playing a lot better now. I like where he's at. Kuminga coming back is like an acquisition. It's like we made a deal without having to make it a deal, except we know what he brings to the table. We have the Quentin Post Looney combo at center. I think that's better. I think with Durant we would have had to gut the team and we wouldn't be as a potent offense or defense. Now I will say this: the only team to me that is problematic will be problematic for everyone, and that's Denver. So it's not like somebody has Denver's number, but everybody else, there's no juggernauts anymore. There's no juggernauts. Even Dallas, they don't. To me, Denver is more problematic than Dallas, in my opinion. I mean, Denver is more problematic than any other team, than Boston to me. I think the Warriors, the way they play defense, the way you can have Draymond take a center. Draymond takes a lot of centers out. He takes their effectiveness, except Joker. Joker's going to go for 30 and get 20 rebounds, but not just against the Warriors, against anybody. So there you go. Somebody may end up picking them off that matches up better. Styles make fights, and I think the Denver is just not a good matchup, but not just for us.
So right.
I like our chances, and I think, again, Draymond knows what this feels like, man. I don't know. He knows. He's in practice. They're seeing something. And you said, what do we have to improve on? I think we already have improved upon that, getting to the free throw line.
Yeah.
And listen, here's the biggest impact Jimmy Butler can make, in my opinion. Let Jimmy Butler's play rub off on Kuminga. Because if you look at him, they're around the same size. Kuminga is built a little more, a little more muscular. But think about it. If Kuminga can all of a sudden start to play like Jimmy Butler, if he would just learn how to get fouled and go through the free throw line, then he's not going to have to worry about a big contract. Because when he gets his second bag, he's only going to be, he'll be 26.
Exactly.
He could end up, instead of the $40 million, he could end up with $60 million. If he could just look at what Jimmy Butler does, and if he could just implement that in his game, go to the mid-range, you don't have to chuck up threes. Man, Kuminga would be pretty much unstoppable playing the Jimmy Butler role.
Good stuff, Big Smooth. Appreciate it. I mean, my concerns about the Warriors probably starts with the age of their stars, but I also think they got a very real issue with their three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think this is a good three-point shooting team outside of Steph Curry. And, you know, Steph's shooting less than 40%. It's going to be interesting to see if Butler can have a positive effect on Steph Curry's shooting. But if you look at the Warriors' three-point numbers in the four games that Butler's played, the last three have not been good in terms of the team's three-point shooting. So, you know, that's one thing that I don't think they're going to become a good shooting three-point team. It's just something they're going to have to work around and try to get.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Many of the threes taken by guys like Steph and ideally Buddy, who shoots, who would ideally shoot better in the second half. And then, you know, hopefully Moody can keep making some shots, and you know, you throw in a couple more from a couple other players. But I do think they're going to be at a disadvantage from the 3-point line for the rest of the season. But can all those other improvements they've made in other areas make up for it?
Yeah, and ideally you make up for making less threes by having someone that can hurt you from inside the 2-point line and get to the free throw line and finish around the rim and all the rest. I think my biggest concern is going to be more on the defensive end, and that's where I think Kuminga has to help this team take the next step. You know, I don't know if they're best defensively when Draymond plays center or when he has someone at the center position alongside him. I'm not really sure who's going to stop all the really good guards that are in the Western Conference that can penetrate and kick out and hurt you. So I think defense is probably where my biggest concern lies. I think they can do enough offensively with Butler. But the other thing, too, that Big Smooth mentioned, pardon me, which Kuminga's no longer the focus anymore. Like, He's not. With all due respect, coming into this season, we thought that this year was going to be, yes, it's about Curry and Draymond, but the young players are going to have to take the next step. Kuminga's going to have to make a big leap, and I think he has. Moody's going to have to make a big leap. I think he has. Pods took a step back, but he's back to playing around what he did last year. He's in the starting lineup again. When you go get Jimmy Butler, it's not about the future. It's about the present. And so Kuminga now is someone that has to fit in. The Warriors are no longer fitting to him. And I don't know if it's a concern, but I just wonder how that's going to play out. Because before, they really did a lot of things to try and empower him. They moved him into the starting lineup. They started playing him a lot more. And he rewarded them. He played better. But now he's got to be like the number three or the number four on some nights. He's got to apply himself more defensively.
Yep.
He's got to be a more tenacious rebounder. And I think he can do all these things, but how quickly he can do them is going to determine how big of an X factor he can be. I think when you make the move for Jimmy Butler, when Draymond's talking about a title and Curry is over the weekend the man, it's like it's back to being about the veterans. And
right,
the kids are for better or for worse, back on the back burner.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Draymond Green talked over the weekend about the Warriors' ability to win a championship, and he believes they can still win a championship this year. Says they're going to win a championship this year. And how about this one for Warrior fans? If you had a guess, and let's say, like, I take Draymond at his word. I feel like he thinks if everything broke right, they could win a title.
Yeah.
But my question to Warrior fans is, what do you think Draymond Green has seen in the last 2 weeks that's led him to believe that they could even win a title anymore? And I know, obviously, Butler's arrival has changed things, but I'm talking about specifically. I gotta believe part of it is Draymond looks at a team now with Jimmy Butler, and he's gotta think that he's got another running mate that hates to lose and that plays his best in the postseason. And I think that's one thing that Draymond's expecting and the Warriors are expecting, that if they get to the playoffs, like, Butler's going to be even more impactful for the Warriors than he was when he was acquired, because the playoffs, the stakes are going to be higher. So I think it's confidence that he's kind of rubbed off on all the players Butler has.
Well, Jimmy's also a player whose numbers go up during the playoffs, and he's someone that plays better in the postseason. I think someone, like, Curry's had, obviously, electric regular seasons, but he's someone who tends to elevate his play in the postseason. I mean, you could even make an argument that Draymond's numbers will take a bit of a rise in the playoffs. The age that I wonder how the age factor is going to manifest itself for this team, because you're asking them to play, if you're going to win a title, for an extra 2 months. You know, you got to win, essentially, you got to win 16 right. games, but you're going to have to play probably anywhere between an extra 20 and 25 games on top of the 82 that you already had to get through. So I guess I wonder, are their bodies going to be able to hold up? Jimmy Butler is probably in the best position of any of them to be someone who can lead and carry them, because he hasn't played much basketball this year. But if those three guys have to be the best dudes on the floor, and I think they do, you know, are they going to be able to play 30 to 35 minutes for an extra 20 games? And those minutes are a lot different and a lot more taxing than they are in the regular season. On top of already, it sounds like, playing 27 playoff-type games right. that they're approaching the regular season with just to get there. You know, it's going to be really hard. But the fact that they have their sights set back on title, to me, it's where this team wants to be. You know, whether you believe they can win a title or not, that's the expectation every single season that you have Steph Curry on your roster. And for the last 2 years, it doesn't feel like that's been the case.
No, it absolutely doesn't. And listen, anybody who's listened to this show for the last year or two knows that I've harped on the Warriors' ages of their star players. And that is something, that's my biggest concern with the Warriors, is the age of Curry, Green, and Jimmy Butler. But I will say this, I don't know what it's going to look like if and when age becomes a factor with this team. I get it. It's only four games, but I haven't seen anything in four games that leads me to believe that maybe I'm overestimating the age of these players. Like, what's it gonna look like as the season gets deeper and these guys, you know, continue to pile up games? Of the last 27 games,
yeah,
how many are they gonna play? How many is Butler going to play? How many is Draymond going to play? How many is Steph Curry going to play? And, you know, that's the part that I haven't seen yet. The age hasn't looked like it's an issue, but if it does, what's it going to look like? And then how do the young players pick up the slack, because they're going to have to in this situation?
Real quick before you get to the calls, how important do you think it is for them to make a run this year? Like, this season, even after kind of being newly formed at the deadline.
I'm different, I think, than most people. I think there's a lot of people out there that think the Warriors, all things being equal, would have a better chance next year than this year. I actually don't feel that way, but I'm coming back to the age again. I feel like where they've gotten to at this point of the season, they're 28 and 27, Steph's pretty healthy, Draymond's pretty healthy, they've been load managed to a point where they're not ailing. Here comes Jimmy Butler to give them a jolt of confidence and an emotional boost. So, and I expect Jimmy Butler to be as active playing basketball as he has in the last 6 or 8 years, because he's only going to play half a season. Like, all he has to do now is play three more months of basketball, and that's his entire season. I'm more worried about the team next year when you start an 82-game season with Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, and you need to stay healthy all year long. I feel like this is a short period of time where they might, I think they'd have a better chance to make a run this year than next, but clearly they're viewing it as though next year they can do damage also, and more than this year if they don't get as far as they want to get.
Yeah, kind of like the playoffs, I think the last 27 games are going to tell me how I'm, I guess, going to approach next year. Because also, too, if they go 20-7 or, I don't know, 19-8 or whatever, they can get to that 46-game mark that you've laid out should be the goal if you want to get out of the play-in. If you can do that, well, then when you come back next year, maybe you can play at a 50-win pace with Jimmy Butler. You know, you're also going to run into a guy who has only played 56 regular season games on average the last 7 years. You know, Curry's going to be a year older. Draymond's going to be a year older. And Draymond's already missed some time this year due to injury. Curry has as well. Yeah, I do think there's a lot of urgency on this year. And unlike the Kyrie trade a couple of years ago in Dallas,
right,
unlike even the Andrew Wiggins trade in 2020-21 for the Warriors, this move, Jimmy Butler, it was for this year as much as next season. Like the Kyrie deal Dallas made, they didn't even make the playoffs that year. That was for the next season. Wiggins was obviously for the next season. I'm sure there's other moves. And Myers even talked about this when he came on with you guys before the trade deadline. Like, a lot of teams make moves for the ensuing season.
Right.
I don't think that's the case. I think the Warriors made the Jimmy Butler trade because they want to try and win it this year. And they think they have as good of a chance as next.
And I also think, to take it one step further, is they feel like by getting Butler, they give themselves a chance to make a run. And whether they do or they don't make a run, at least you will be able to have judged this team with Jimmy Butler for almost half the season. And then you have a more realistic take on what you are, because you've got what happened in the playoffs as evidence. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin's in Oakland. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, man?
Yes, gentlemen. I called in a couple of times, and like I said, I've been with the Warriors for about 20 years doing stuff during spring training. And so I'm just going to give food for thought.
Okay.
So Kerr's first year, his first practice, I don't know if you know that, he threw him out within the first 5 minutes. Did you know that?
Who?
Coach Kerr, his first practice, he threw him out the first 5 minutes.
You talking about Draymond?
Of the first? No, I'm talking about the whole team.
Oh, Kerr threw the entire team out of practice?
Yes, the first practice he ever had with the team, he threw him out within the first 5 minutes of practice. So all our colleagues, we looked at him.
Yeah.
Number two, Draymond, all these years have never said.
Yeah, we let one slip. We caught it though. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't remember reading about Kerr throwing the entire team out of practice.
I don't either. And speaking of another thing I got to put Warriors Nation to the test on, I got a 408 here on the text line. Steiny, listen to what Coach Kenny Atkinson said about the core players after Game 3 in 2022. 408, if Evan doesn't know, you got to help me. You got to remind me about what Kenny Atkinson said after Game 3 in 2022. I can't remember. Do you have any recollection of that?
I do not. Also, Game 3, I assume he means of the finals. He or she means of the finals.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that one I don't have off the top of the ticker, Sonny.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Golden State Warriors back in action on Friday, and they're veterans with a nice week off. Do we know where Jimmy Butler was or is? Was he a part of anything All-Star Weekend?
No, he wasn't around. I don't actually know where Jimmy's home base is. So, I mean, based on most NBA players, he was probably in Southern California or Florida.
Yeah, or Cancun.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe there. Draymond Green thinks the Golden State Warriors can win a title this year. Warrior fans, what do you think he sees that maybe we don't in this team? And do you think he really means that they can win a title? I mean, Joe Lacob is talking the same thing.
He's unbelievable. I'm so lucky. We're so lucky. All of us are so lucky in the Bay Area to have experienced Steph Curry. And by the way, he ain't done. He tells me he's got a few more years to go here, and he thinks we're going to win another championship, so let's do it.
All right. So there you hear Joe Lacob saying that behind the scenes, Curry thinks he's got another one in him. What? I guess my question is, what are these guys seeing? Like, I get it. Four games is pretty good. They're 3-1, but you know, they still have a lot of challenges. So what do you think Joe Lacob and Draymond Green are seeing to make them actually believe they got action again? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Frontier Ford is bringing you huge savings, huge discounts on the new 2025 F-150 and every Mach-E, which now comes with the Ford Power Promise, including a free Ford charge station pro installation. Don't miss out. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara or frontierford.com.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, a lot of optimism surrounding the Golden State Warriors these days after the Jimmy Butler acquisition. Draymond Green over the weekend had a lot to say about this team. He thinks they still have a championship in them. Let me read this super chat from Wow499. This JK business has wasted the last 2 years for the Warriors in Steph's prime. But nobody is saying it. All right, thanks, Wow. I don't necessarily see it quite like that. But the Jonathan Kuminga angle with this team is going to be a huge part of this last 27 games. And let me just put it out this way. So he's a restricted free agent, and he's missed a big chunk of the season, and now he's coming back for the last 27 games of the year. I think he's going to be coming off the bench. Okay? So, in a way, like, his whole contract situation is irrelevant at this point. Like, I think one of the only chances the Warriors have for Kuminga coming back and being a positive presence is if he's able to put this contract thing out of his head. Like, I feel like this is going to sound really harsh, But I feel like he lost the contract game this year. I know he played well before, you know, he was playing well before he got hurt, but now he's gotten hurt. He missed a big chunk of the season, and now he's coming back to a team that's completely different from the one that he left when he got hurt. You know, and I liken it a little to, was it 2 years ago where Wiggins missed a big chunk of games, Kuminga took his spot,
yeah,
and then Wiggins went right back into the starting lineup once the playoffs started. We may have a situation like that with JK, and with that contract in the background, I feel like I hope he can put that – I hope that's not an issue for him, because I don't think he's going to be able to make big money these last 27 games, because he's just not going to have the kind of role he had before he left. So big test, I think, for Kuminga the last 27 games.
Well, when he was last available, I mean, he was coming off the bench, but he was playing 30-plus minutes. You know, he was getting time, and I wouldn't go as far as to say he's lost the contract battle. I think it's still up in the air, you know. And I mean, if he wants 35 to 40 million a year, then maybe he's lost. But if Jonathan Kuminga comes back and helps this team finish 18-9, and if he helps them win a playoff series, or I don't know, if the Warriors win a championship, right, Jonathan Kuminga is going to win the contract battle, because I have to imagine he's going to be a big part of it.
No doubt.
You know, I said it earlier, I'll say it again. He's the X factor. He's the one that can help this team take a leap into an even higher category of contention. And does that mean that he's got to be the best player on this team? No, but he has tools and physical gifts that no one else has on this team. And so I agree with you that Steve Kerr's got to figure out how to integrate him. And I think it's going to start with coming off the bench, but it also might demand him to finish games. You know, he might not be in the starting lineup, but I think if this team is going to reach its potential, he absolutely has to be in the closing lineup, because he right now is probably their best on-ball defender by process of elimination. And I'm really interested to see how now, whereas I don't think he's a great help defender yet, but he's got two great help defenders alongside him.
It's true.
So Kuminga at the point of attack now, with Butler and Draymond behind him, not having to be the players that will step out and defend quicker guards or maybe some forwards. Like, you know, there might be a path for them keeping their defense at a high level if Kuminga's someone that can step in and be that dude. I just don't think that, whereas we saw like Poole get a lot of money because of how he played offensively, and Kuminga, I think, has been trying to really take the next step forward offensively, and he can, but you know, they're going to need him to be maybe their best perimeter defender, and that's a lot to ask of a 22-year-old that either hasn't been given much opportunity or hasn't proven it yet.
888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga, he fits into this puzzle somehow, but I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is, how does he fit into this puzzle? Like, what do you want to see from Jonathan Kuminga the last 23, 24, 25 games? Because I agree with Evan that he's now an X factor. I think the Jimmy Butler acquisition takes a little off his plate, but at the same time, it gives the Warriors a higher ceiling, because you know Kuminga's been pushed down a little bit in the pecking order. But you know, there's two things here. How do you want to see Steve Kerr use Kuminga when he gets back, and then how do you think Steve Kerr will actually use Kuminga when he's healthy? Let's go out to Dirty Chai in Berkeley. What's going on, man?
Hey, I've got some thoughts on the question you just asked, but okay. I actually called in to talk about the optimism, what Draymond sees and what I see.
Yeah, cool.
I've been watching Jimmy Butler since he was a rookie. I'm a Bulls fan. Huge during those Derrick Rose seasons. I want to say...
Oh, boy.
Ah! We lost you, Dirty Chai. Call back.
Kind of like Rose's career, cut too short.
Call back. I want to hear. Like, I always...
Anybody being compared to Derrick Rose. Whew. That's a lofty comparison, Steiny.
You have a frog in your throat today? Or something?
A toad?
A 510 on the text line said, Matt, get our guy a cup of water, LOL.
Oh, yeah, I did cough and
okay.
A little earlier on. Maybe they're behind on the Odyssey app, the Rewind. I don't know. I don't sound like I just had a pack of chops, do I?
No. I guess he just must have cost you.
Okay.
888-957-9570. That's the number here. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings and the Golden State Warriors. My, have things changed since Jimmy Butler's come along?
Well, now I'm self-conscious.
About? Oh, no, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Lubricating.
Okay, speaking of Kuminga, as we wait for Dirty Chai to call back, because I'm on pins and needles, Frank Isola was talking about Kuminga and where Kuminga fits in and how good he thinks Kuminga is.
Kuminga has got a lot of potential, but you kind of keep waiting for it. You see flashes of it, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden he's out for a while. So I don't know. I mean, they're going to be in a position where I think they're probably going to pay him, because I think everybody gets paid. And just like the players say, pay me now, and then I'll force a trade, or the team say, you know what, let's sign this guy. It might be easy to trade him if he's under contract. So for me, he still has a long way to go until I have faith that he could be a guy that you could build a team around. I'm not so sure about that yet.
Yeah, that's Frank Isola, ESPN, NBA writer and insider.
Well, I agree with him, but that's also why the Butler deal this season, you know, maybe it can be the difference. Like, you don't have to build around Kuminga now. They chose not to build this season around him. It's built around Curry and Butler, and to some extent Green, but those other young players, I think there is less pressure on them. I don't know, maybe the fans are, you know, in fast forward a couple months, if they don't realize their goals, maybe they'll blame the younger players. I don't know. To me, but this season is going to be dictated by their veterans. It's Curry, it's Butler, it's Green, and Kuminga can now be gravy. You know, Pajemski and his ability now is not as important. Even someone like Buddy Hield, who's, you know, couldn't throw a stone into the ocean for a month, is someone now that is less important. You're less reliant on right. Those other guys. And I think maybe that's why Draymond sees something different about this team, is they're less reliant on players that, honestly, in a playoff series, you know, especially maybe you get to the second round of the Western Conference Finals, like, do you really want to have Pajemski in your foxhole with Buddy Hield, with Quentin Post, guys that are unproven who could be able to do it, but you just have no idea how they're going to react?
Yeah, and as it relates to Kuminga, I think it was Austin in Oakland earlier, and I agreed wholeheartedly, and I kind of feel the same way. It's like, you don't have to decide, or unfortunately for Kuminga, we're not deciding right now if we can build around him or not. That's going to come with his next contract. That's what I'm thinking. If I'm the Warriors, it's like, buddy, you're not getting 40. You're going to have to take less than that for 3 or 4 years. And then if you take the appropriate steps, then we can start talking about the money that you want. And at 26 or 27, we're going to have a better and a clearer understanding of whether we can build around you or not. And I know this sounds harsh. I just don't think he's done enough to show you that you can build around this guy. I mean, he's got some nice attributes. I think he can help you, but I'm not ready to say that he can make other players around him better. I need to see him rebound more. I need to see a lot of things before I start paying him upwards of 35, 40 million.
No, I mean, I think they are going to pay him. And I also think it's because there's probably not a big market for him. There's teams that...
True.
I mean, shoot, there was a rumor that came out of All-Star Weekend that Memphis might be looking to get off of Ja this summer, or might shop him. I just think that in the post-apron era, there's, you got to make really calculated financial decisions. And that might actually help the Warriors, because other teams don't want to give an unproven player $30 or $35 million a year. But for Kuminga, I think what I like now is, He's not going to be asked, I don't think, to do everything. What the Warriors needed him to do 2 months ago was everything. When their season was spiraling and he had to be maybe their number one scorer on some nights, and maybe he's got to guard Durant, and maybe he's got to be a playmaker and a good rebounder, and he's got to do all these different things, which he has the capability to do.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.